vulnerable groups of people have been called upon to speak up against cases of sexual exploitation to help bring offenders to book and protect other potential victims.
Human rights activists in Arua City have intensified calls for urban refugee girls to promptly report cases of sexual exploitation, warning that silence continues to embolden perpetrators across the city and the wider West Nile sub-region. The activists say there is a worrying rise in secret cases of sexual abuse and exploitation, particularly targeting vulnerable refugee girls who often lack adequate protection, information, and access to justice. Clara Rose Dominic, an official working with the Mentoring and Empowerment Program for Young Women MEMPRO, recounted a recent case in Arua City in which a young refugee girl was allegedly exploited at her workplace by an individual.
I happened to receive a call from a lady who works in one of the hotels in Arua, and she was sexually harassed at her workplace. Let us help these ladies, especially those the urban refugees who are within. They are really facing a lot of this harassment.
Rebecca Namayanza, Project Coordinator for Child Protection at Save the Children International, asked victims not to remain silent but to report cases to relevant authorities for immediate intervention. She stressed that early reporting not only protects the survivor from continued abuse but also increases the likelihood of successful prosecution.
The Ministry of Gender actually has a hotline, and currently they've recognized something called OXEA. OXEA is online sexual exploitation and abuse. Please feel free to call Sauti 116.
Under Ugandan law, sexual exploitation and abuse, particularly against minors, are criminal offenses. Radio Partis News, I am Martin Anguyo reporting.